You're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Support
United Airlines. United provides
support for NPR
in cities like Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Underwriting today is provided
United Airlines,
by
Mother Nature,
books and music.
Jutuce, Juice Bar Blend, and by Whitney Farms, producers of a complete line of
Public Radio.
.com.
United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising. National Public Radio.
National
Business Radio
comes from
United Airlines.
Borders, books, and music.
Jutuce, Juice Bar Blend.
United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising.
Public Radio.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio.
.com.
Public Radio.
Nonstop Business.
Underwriting today is provided by Inktomi. That's Inktomi scaling.
National Public Radio.
And inktomi.com.
National Public Radio.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business Radio. Soil amendments and mulches. .com.
National Public Radio.
Well, lots of pretty good news there. Thanks, Joe. That report brought to you by
National Business Radio.
.com.
Okay, was that enough dead air? All right. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. This next song has got a little gap in it. But. Okay, was that enough dead air? All right. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. This next song has got a little gap in it. But no. In fact, Sarah's going to play through it, aren't you, Sarah? Yeah. Just take a deep breath. Okay. Was that enough dead air? All right. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. This next song has got a little gap in it. Okay. Was that enough dead air? Okay, 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 was that enough dead air? All right. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay, was that enough dead air? Oh yeah. This next right. song has got a little.
Oh yeah.
A little gap.
Okay, was that enough dead air?
Oh yeah. This
non-fact. Sarah's going to.
Oh yeah.
Gap in it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right.
Non-fact Sarah's
got a gap in it. Oh yeah, this non-fact Sarah's going to
gap in it.
But yeah, non-fact Sarah's going to play. Yeah, yeah, just take a deep breath. Okay, was that enough dead air? Alright. Oh yeah.
Showed it to a boy in school today. Where did you go wrong? He used to make me smile when she was young. Judy wrote the saddest treble. She did it with the guy when she was young. She gave us all the books and learning. She gave us all the beat and number one. Judy, I don't know you, if you're gonna show me. She did it with the guy when she was young. She gave us Judy, all the books and learning. Judy, I don't know you, if you're gonna show me. She gave us all to being number one. Judy, I don't know you, if you're gonna show me. She went under the covers with the torch. Judy, I don't know you, if you're gonna show me. She dreamt about the girl who stole a horse.
Judy never felt
so good except when she was
sleep. She went under the covers with the torch. Something came out and sounded okay, I guess. I think it was me.
Judy never felt so good.
I can always truthfully say that nobody asked me. Nobody asked me. I was too little. When I went into the vaudeville, I was 2 years old and I just knew Jingle Bells, and my grandmother threw me on my father's stage. He owned the theater in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And I just sang Jingle Bells and nobody told me to stop, so nobody ever asked me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, I've never bothered to answer. Because the questions have never been quite clear. But I can sit here now at a nifty age of 41 and honestly say there's just me and this machine, baby. I don't know whether anybody's interested, but I am. I worked very hard and had all the success and failure and fatigue and overweight and thinness and tears and laughter and Halloween and no, oh well, really, it's like something on a test in a stone country. I cannot take myself seriously because if I did, I would have died a long time ago. And I don't want to die. I've never met a cast of people I want to die with. You go on an airplane, look around at people reading the Reader's Digest or whatever. You don't want to die. Deceased, turn to section B, page 18, and then they take them out, and they're a peculiar bunch. What are we doing flying around in airplanes, for one thing? We're not, even the birds don't go up that high. We just don't belong. We have to buckle ourselves in and hope. And there's no hope and no oxygen.
Okay, is that enough, Daddy?
Now, we don't belong up there. Now, you know we don't belong up there. At least that I don't understand. I have to make friends with the pilot and give his children my autograph, whereupon he tells me that his children are just as important to him as my life. Forget it. His life isn't nearly as important as my life is to me. Sheer selfishness. I don't really care about anybody but me. And when my number is up, I want a new one. and I have no intention of checking out. Now, this machine isn't going to get me either. One way or another, we're going to overcome it. I'll say. See? There have been people like spooks that go in and out of my life. I don't think many of them are terribly interesting. But I have many, many interesting, good, solid, talented, lovely people that I can, that have taught me the meaning of laughing, being able to laugh at oneself. I am funny. I attract, well, inanimate objects just ruin me. I can check into a hotel to do a one-night stand concert and try to go into the closet to get my dress off a hanger, and an absolutely strange, mind you, little wire hanger without one thing on it flies off from left field and hits me right in the nose. A lot of people hit me in the nose. I got a kind of nice nose. I keep breathing. My antrums. They get a little stuffy now and then, but by goodness, they keep breathing in and out. I have a rather good intellect. I have a good sense of humor, but it's high time to cut the comedy and high time to stop the trolley ride, because I, Judy Garland, I'm going to talk, and everybody just better sit on the bench and watch the ball game.
Of course, there's a whole conflict going on between mind and body anyway. You know, you got, for instance, now, like, the mind is weird. It digs to just look at things that are gonna hurt the body. For instance, if you're walking someplace and it's dark and a guy jumps out of an alley, like, your body is ready. Already the body has turned, ready to make it. But the head is still looking at what it was, you know? And the body says, hey, don't be looking at that. Let's watch out for the poles shooting up out of the ground, man. Mind and body don't get along at all. It is the mind that says to the body or to the hand, don't turn that light on when you got to walk from the bedroom to another room and it's pitch black. That's weird, man. You should have more sense than that. But the mind is really egotistical. I know my way around this house. Don't turn that light on. And the hand says, what? I said, don't turn the light on. I know my way around. Meanwhile, the toes are saying, hey, no, turn the light on. Turn the light on, will you please, ma'am? I'm not going through this again.
Well, let me begin by referring to something that I've already discussed. That is, if it is correct, as I believe it is, that a fundamental element of human nature is the need for creative work, for creative inquiry, for free creation without the arbitrary limiting effects of coercive institutions, then of course it will follow that a decent society should maximize the possibilities for this fundamental human characteristic to be realized. That means trying to overcome the elements of repression and oppression and destruction and coercion that exist in any existing society, ours for example, as a historical residue. Now, a federated, decentralized system of free associations incorporating economic as well as social institutions would be what I refer to as anarcho-syndicalism, and it seems to me that it is the appropriate form of social organization for an advanced technological society in which human beings do not have to be forced into the position of tools, of cogs in a machine.
Got a taste for something new.
Where these deformed frogs are?
It's a million laughs.
Oh, man.
A new obsession is growing stronger.
For a truly authentic flavor.
And the season's just beginning.
Deodorant salesman. Wrestlers.
Look at the blood just spewing out of the forehead.
You're gonna feel the pain. You're gonna
beauty contest, the top show.
Our third finalist.
Beauty contest, the top show.
Let the audience have a good look at.
The whole country.
It's up to the judge.
Hottest tongues for the magazine's annual Sexy Stars issue.
Nazis.
He's sexy in his own right.
That's our live top story coming.
That is kind of cool.
Deodorant salesman.
Frogs, you know, three erect legs, three eyes, or just something strange, you know.
Beauty contest, the top show.
We'll be back right after that.
Beauty contest, the top show. Culture.
First prize, Bob, and its contestant organized
culture
as eight separate compartments raised.
We have a cultural fantasy now. Strange you.
Do you believe that prize is $13?
It's been ages since I sat in front of the TV.
First to form frogs are found
available now on home video.
Just changing channels to find something.
Co-star Costas posed both with his fans and without for the
You see the whole culture.
Went out to look at the deformed frogs and he's...
You see the whole culture.
Tender and tangy.
Oh, yes, and they know exactly what you have. You don't have to say, I have a gun in my hand. And they know what it'll do, because it'll really tear them up.
With higher unemployment creating more crime in Flint, General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union came up with a novel idea. Train the ex-auto workers to be prison guards and give them jobs in the jails, now filling up with their former line mates.
It's kind of sad in a way to see somebody that you know or had done something with on the outside being in jail or sent them to prison or something like that. But I guess it's, you know, theory goes, you play, you pay, and you get over it.
I have a possibility to move on. That's what this 160-hour program was all about. I have a certificate now stating that I can apply anywhere in the United States. Money's not an object right now. If I can improve myself morally, money will come later. Now, it's almost half what I was making at General Motors, but I like to work a lot better. So, it's not as hot.
It's nice in here. I don't care what you think. I'll sue you. You're going to call me in a few days. I'll tell you not right now. You're going to scare me for my own life.
I'm in a heated discussion down here, I guess.
I'm on that zombie. I'll be the man. I've
read these books. How are you? A staff member is a violation of that rule.
There'll be an announcement from the principal.
I told you, I got up early like I always do. I can...
didn't go with you for...
Norma? No, fat chance. I think she's hot to try for you herself.
Hey, I hate to watch you through this.
No, I have to see her. I have to see what was done to my little girl.
$14 billion pledge, and Prime Minister Koizumi is going to call countries to account to get them to contribute. And there's going to be an Arab summit. there and spoke to the Congress, I was speaking off the same intelligence he looked at to make his decision to support the authorization of force.
Seconds. We'll do a 30-second here.
To go and ask for complete written intelligence. When I stood up there and spoke to the Congress, I don't think he was misleading when he said that it was right to disarm Iraq in the spring of 2003. I don't think he misled you when he said that, you know, if you, anyone who doubted whether the world was better off without Saddam Hussein in power didn't have the judgment to be president. I don't think he was misleading.
And in English, too. So I can die with a smile on my face without feeling like the good Lord gypped me. Now, this here story I'm about to unfold took place back in the early 90s, just about the time of our conflict with Saddam and the Iraqis. I only mention it because sometimes there's a man, I won't say a hero, because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man, and I'm talking about the dude here. Sometimes there's a man, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's the dude in Los Angeles. And even if he's a lazy man, and the dude was most certainly that, quite possibly the laziest in Los Angeles County, which would place him high in the running for laziest worldwide. But sometimes there's a man. Sometimes there's a man.
What is misleading is to say you can leave.
Lost my train of thought here. But, hell, I done introduced him enough.
Had you when he said that, you know, if you, this anyone who doubted whether the world would get off without Saddam Hussein in power wouldn't have the judgment to be president, I don't think he was misleading. I think what it is misleading is to say you can lead and succeed in Iraq if you keep changing your positions.
This will not stand, this aggression against Kuwait.
I think what is misleading is to say you can lead and succeed in Iraq if you keep changing your positions on this war, and he has. As the politics change, his positions change. And that's not how a commander-in-chief acts.
James Hurley.
You.
Excuse me. Room 106. Is there a body of breaks in this classroom?
No, he's in 107. 107.
Could I speak to you for a moment? Please.
Certainly.
Thank you.
There'll be an announcement from the principal.
Discover this stuff during the show. I'd rather not know what I'm going to do or even know what materials I'm going to use. So a lot of shows, I didn't even bring anything. Maybe the things were in the station, or the things were in the space I was in, or there were musicians in the space.
Your husband.
Or I was on a radio, and the DJ right before me did something during the last 10 seconds of his show, and that became a thing to use for, the hour that followed.
I really don't know the answer. I feel sorry for people, but you can't help them. I mean, you have such a good welfare program, so they just don't want to work.
I don't think so. I really don't know.
I absolutely don't know.
Do you know where the key to this is, sir?
You have to take that. As soon as possible.
Right.
Creative urge, that I think is intrinsic to human nature, will in fact be able to realize itself in whatever way it will.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa now!
And that's not how a commander-in-chief acts.
Sometimes there's a man.
Good night, sweetheart.
How soon after she left did
she... I bet you wonder who I am.
Miss Palmer, can you remember? Did she make or receive any phone calls?
I heard her.
So it could, a lot of the preparation is also just kind of getting into a frame of mind of shifting into being able to just be aware. I guess let go. Just be able to become in the moment. Cataloging them and cutting them into little pieces, and just kind of having them ready, while at the same time trying to resist being conscious of what it is that I have. I want to discover this stuff during the show. I'd rather not know what I'm going to do or even know what materials I'm going to use. And certainly in a lot of shows, I didn't even bring anything.
Hey, just
to
see if it's the music. We don't have any lines right now.
Or there were musicians in the space. Or I was on the radio and you don't know the first thing about me.
That's why I'm running.
What does that mean?
I've never taken this authority before.
What are you saying?
Maybe I should have.
You're not shutting us down.
What are you?
I thought you say so. Peter.
I'm sure there was a message in there.
Pete, don't you dare.
This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. You're listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Created live every time that you're listening. If you're not listening, it might still be created live.
And tell the boys to pull
here on Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. You can hear it every week right here. Tuesdays from 6 until 7 at night. If you're not sure how to tell the time. And you like to time shift. You can attempt a time shift on the internet. The internet is for time shifting purposes only. Do not use the internet when you know what time it is. Please, if you choose to do so, you can visit the webpage counterfolk.com/last-ever. If you visit the webpage at counterfolk.com/last-ever, you can listen to shows that have happened in the past and act as though they're happening in the present. I don't advise that you act as such for too long without supervision of a qualified professional individual or yourself. If you are not with yourself, then you can listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza using a computer and the internet at counterfolk.com/last-ever. It is very important, whatever you do, even if you don't know what a computer is, that you send reactions via email to the address ken@counterfolk.com. You can also call up on the phone, even if you don't know how much it costs to make a telephone call. You can call 472-5667 if you do that while the show is happening, which is now, although only you know if now is really now. If now is really now, and now goes on for the next 24 minutes, and you call 472-5667, it is not unlikely, in fact, it is certain, and that is how you will know. And with that certainty, and when you are placed on the air, which is something you will not have control over, simply by calling, you will find that you are placed on the air, not unlike when you're being placed on the air.
And when you're on the air, you realize that things fly through the air, and after they fly through the air, they're back in the air.
Did they ever leave the air?
Air and went to college. They went to the Electoral College, because the Electoral College only meets every 4 years. Now they're going to meet with lawyers, and they'll meet with resistance. No matter whose side wins, thousands upon thousands of lawyers.
And the resistance, don't forget the resistance.
The resistance of lawyers.
They'll be meeting with them.
It amounts to money. You follow the money.
I follow, keep going. I'm following the money, yes.
Give a dog a bone.
I wanted to address the comments about resistance and let you know that resistance is futile because George W. Bush is in charge and will continue to be in charge. That's what America needs right now.
America needs resistance and futility.
February 24th.
Did you know that everyone who graduates becomes the president? Those are nice sounds. The kinds of sounds that are at 512-472-5667 or here listening now, even if you don't call, you're experiencing the creation of yourself, which you created. Your experience is only your own. My experience is not my own. Please continue to listen to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. And don't just listen.
The intelligence I looked at was the same intelligence my opponent looked at. The very same intelligence. When I stood up there and spoke to the Congress, I was speaking off the same intelligence he looked at to make his decision to support the authorization of force.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm
30 seconds here.
I wasn't misleading when I said it was a threat.
When the Bureau gets called in, the Bureau's in charge. Now you're going to be working for me. Sometimes local law enforcement has a problem with that, I hope.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her to the store.
Something during the last 10 seconds of his show, and that can a thing to use for, you know, the hour that followed.
It was a little plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids.
Can someone give me a copy?
Typically don't go into a show having any idea at all what the show is going to be or what it's going to be about. I mean, any idea at all what I
please call Stella.
Don't go into a show
ask her
having,
to bring the things with her.
Any idea at all. I typically don't go into a show having rabbit. So I'm familiar with the material, but I just kind of vaguely know what it is. Well, any idea at all what I typically don't go into a show that it is well enough to be able to grab it. And I might not even really be familiar with the material, but I just kind of vaguely know what it is. Well, that right there would make sense. This week, I'm about to start a show, and I'm like, oh, that right there would make sense.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring this six super critical matches. My kids is match winners once in a while. Bringing the kids right in your smile. They're not like the Siamese rat once in a while. You will go far.
Je suis dans ma démarche quelque chose comme la psychiatrie, la justice des instincts de l'attaquer de telle manière que la violence politique qui s'exerçait obscurément en eux surgisse et pour qu'on puisse lutter contre elle. À vouloir tout de suite, enfin, si on cherche tout de suite à donner le profil et la formule de la société future, sans avoir bien fait la critique de tous les rapports de violence politique qui s'exercent dans notre société, on risque de les laisser se reconstituer, même à travers des formes aussi nobles, apparemment aussi pures que celles du syndicalisme anarchiste.
Yes.
Good chat, that's nice. All four of us have always lived in Flint and gone to school here, and we just love it, so.
What do you love about it?
Well, I personally love our friends, you know, and we like our club, and we like all the stores and, you know, what's left of them.
I have two daughters. Two. One is two.
With a special agent, Gary Cooper.
I would certainly agree with that, not only in theory, but also in action.
FBI.
That is,
right.
There are two intellectual paths. One, and the one which I was discussing, to try to create the vision of a future just society. Another task is to understand very clearly the nature of power and oppression and terror and destruction in our own society. And that certainly includes the institutions you mentioned, as well as the central institutions of any industrial society, namely the economic, commercial, and financial institutions.
They get a little stuffy now and then, but by goodness sake, keep breathing in and out.
That's the definition of a two-year-old is any child with a right hand reach of 8 feet.
Nor was I misleading on the day that the president decided to go to war when I said...
Actus, Jim, and I have a solemn duty to protect the American people.
Easy, man. And the dude was most certainly that. Quite possibly the laziest in Los Angeles County.
And I might not even really be familiar with the material, but I just kind of vaguely know what it is well enough to be able to grab it. So I typically don't go into a show having... I typically don't go into a show having any idea at all what the show is going to be or what it's going to be about. I mean, like, I did... this show that just happened, political speeches. So this show that was going to be or what it's going to be about. I mean, like, rabbit. Any idea at all what the show is going to be or what it's going to be about?
In particular, in the coming period, the great multinational corporations, which are not very far from us physically tonight, those are the basic institutions of oppression and coercion and autocratic rule that appear to be neutral. After all, they say, well, we're subject to the democracy of the marketplace. Still, I think it would be a great shame to lose or to put aside entirely the somewhat more abstract and philosophical, if you like, task of trying to draw the connections.
I have a rather good intellect. I have a good sense of humor. But it's high time to cut the comedy. For Laura...
And I'm telling you, no matter what I move away from her, she can still get at it from the position she's standing in. That arm grows and grows and grows. You ever feed a two-year-old? Two-year-olds are bald makers.
I mean, like, I did, this show that just happened, I did speeches, more so than this couple of shows that happened around, really, these Bush speeches in September, more so than this couple of shows that happened, seem to have, I typically don't go into a show having any idea at all what the show is going to be or what it's going to be about.
Meet her on Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things before going to the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob.
Support for United Airlines. United provides
support for NPR
in cities like Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C.
We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
Please call Stella, ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas.
There's that oompa, oompa.
Do,
yes,
do,
eating as much as can. There's a father eats.
I do, 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 I do.
The father eats.
I do, do, do.
She was going to sticks.
Find another job or do something else in training or something.
I think a lot of people are just being lazy.
I think some of them. A lot of them are.
Your husband.
They take the easy way out, I think.
I mean, like, I did any idea at all what the show is going to be or what it's going to be about.
Something has happened.
And but what I've found, and I think it can extend, you know, in many cases, not in all cases, it can tend to think it can extend approach in many cases, not, but what I've, there was kind of a freedom in starting to do this improvising approach, and but what I've found, and I think it can extend approach, and but what I've found, and I think it can extend.
And maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snack and a big toy for
the Bush is gonna steal it again. He's a thief. He's a dog with a bone.
Wednesday at the train station.
He's not on the marrow, sucking it out. Lawyers and money. Follow the money trail. Give the dog a bone. Knick, knack, paddywhack.
Can you remember? Did she?
To stop the trolley ride, because I, Judy Garland, am gonna talk.
You're still listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Regardless of what happens later, or what has happened, Ken's last ever radio extravaganza is what is happening now. It is something that is happening now. Whatever it is that you think is happening now is certainly that which is happening now. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza is happening on Tuesdays. If it is Tuesday and it is between 6 and 7 p.m., then you can listen to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza or the rest of the time on the internet, all the time, anytime, including such times as now and other times. The address is counterfolk.com/last ever. One thing about listening on the internet is if you call 472-5667, you won't be placed directly on the air, whereas now you do experience that.
John Kerry is going to win flight, and Bush will be tried as a war criminal. And if his lawyers can get him off by reasons of insanity, I see no reason not to execute him. But it's up to the lawyers. Follow the money. Give the dog a bone. Suck in that marrow.
Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Is such a place where you might choose to follow such things as the money. Follow them by listening and sending feedback via email to ken@counterfolk.com, or like that gentleman did, by calling 512-472-5667 during or after. Regardless, it will be now. Thanks again for listening. Thanks now for listening. And no thanks for listening. You know, in many cases, it can potentially extend to all sorts of things that one never would have used them for. obviously. You know, it's hard to say, but the thing, it's just, over time I've learned that it has been able to be applied. Just
I think that by speaking clearly and doing what we say, thing I can to duty to protect us, Jim, and to do everything I can to protect us. I think that by speaking clearly and doing what we say,
this process of improvising.
And everybody just better sit on the bench and watch the ball game.
Between a concept of human nature that gives full scope to freedom and dignity and creativity and other fundamental human characteristics, and relates that to some notion of social structure in which those properties could be realized, in which meaningful human life could take place. And in fact, if we are thinking of social transformation or social revolution, though it would be absurd, of course, to try to draw out in detail the point that we're hoping to reach, still we should know something about where we think we're going, and such a theory may tell it to us.
And not sending mixed messages.
So many things that wouldn't have occurred to me before, that I just kind of hope that people would kind of get to explore that a little on their own and see where they could go with it.
What type of rant?
They sit down and take all the food, potatoes, string beans, and the steak, and they roll it up in a ball. All of it goes into a ball, then they hand it to you.
Hey, Dad, you want a shot?
For example, it threatens the social order in ways which, let's say, one might argue, bring on fascism.
Please listen again if you'd like to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Listen again to tonight's program, which is not quite finished, thus it is still being made. Each program is made while you listen. It is made while it is being made, which is now Tuesday nights from 6 until 7 p.m. You can listen later to the archived version on the webpage at counterfolk.com/lastever. You can listen again on the radio to a different program, somehow also known as Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, here Tuesday nights from 6 until 7 p.m. I really wish that you would send reactions. The address is ken@counterfolk.com. And of course, here the phone number for some time to come. It's 512-472-5667.
Here, Audrey Horn. Here, James Hurley.
You.
Excuse me. Room 106. Is there anybody in the classroom?
No. Is there anybody in the classroom?
And thanks again for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
She turns 15
don't know where the things are coming from that I'm doing. I mean, things often come out that just seem really incredible. I'll listen to the recording afterwards and listen and think, wow, I can't even like figure out who made that. I don't feel that I did it. So it's as though there's like something, you know, some people described as like someone, you know, speaking through you. And I understand that sensation. A lot of creative people describe that as well. Like when it suddenly comes, it's like you don't even know where it comes from. It comes from this other part of you that you're not normally in touch with.
It is less like we'll ever have to use troops.
Ken's last time on Radio Extreme.